Amen.
May we preach here a few minutes. The Lord gets in it. I'm just a vessel. I need the Spirit of God. Thank God. I thought it was good to see everybody out tonight. I thought, what good meeting we had Sunday. It seemed like it was so good. The Lord come by so sweet and moved in a lot of things and helped us. I thank the Lord for that, how He's working with us and seeing us through. I thought maybe the revival coming up, Matt was talking about there. I thought all of us brothers got together, but one of them is going to be preaching. And I thought how good the Lord come by and moved. And it was just unreal, the spiritual feeling there. It seemed like everybody was getting in and feeling good. And we was all amening the preacher and working together. And one brother spoke up and he said, look what can happen when preachers start working together.
Yeah.
And I thought it's wonderful, and I thought they're really excited about meeting, looking for something good to happen, looking for the Lord to move. And I thought we're all just vessels. We're servants. The ministers are servants. Hallelujah. We might preach here. Just pray for us. Chapter 3 of the book of Revelations. Thank God. Down at the 15th verse. Thank God. Revelation chapter 3, the 14th verse. I'm sorry, the 14th verse. We meant to get to it. Just say amen when you're ready. It said, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not thou that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with thy salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. He said, this is Jesus talking. He's talking to John. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Hallelujah. Thank God. Maybe you just pray for us a little bit. Thank God. I thought tonight, maybe it's been on my heart all week to preach about a lukewarm condition. And I'd like to preach on a lukewarm condition tonight. And I feel like this has got different ways to go here, and I feel like there's a reason for this. And if the Spirit can just get loose, I believe God would like to do something tonight. But hallelujah, I'd like to get the Spirit just right. But hallelujah, I'd like to preach on a lukewarm condition tonight. And I thought you may read and you look up about this church in the Laodicea. It talks about the church of Laodicea. I believe Matt's told me before that in that certain part of the area, how that it said that they kind of had, I think their water come down a mountain or something. It kind of come through pipes, and it come through, and it wasn't cold and it wasn't hot. You just got kind of lukewarm water. It wasn't all the way one way or another. Thank God. And the Lord told them, He said, because I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot, so then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank God. I thought tonight maybe the Lord began to deal with us on this. I thought to be in a lukewarm state, hallelujah, you can be one of two things. You can be lukewarm, hallelujah, and be serving God, or you can be lukewarm on making up your mind to serve God. Tonight. Hallelujah, what you're going to do. Thank God. And the Bible begins to tell us here, thank God there's a hot people and there's a cold people. I believe a hot people is a people that's on fire for God. Thank God that's got their heart set towards heaven. They're watching Or will you be in the resurrection of death?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I feel like the Lord's got something. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank God. Like an importance. Hallelujah. I believe, a car wreck or maybe an overdose. Thank God. Maybe just the wrong place at the wrong time. Thank God. Can have consequences. Thank God that you never expected. It can have a consequence that you never expected. Hallelujah. But if you have a consequence and death comes a knocking at your door,
Jesus loves you. Thank God, do you know He loves you?
Thank God. It seemed like maybe that you may feel like, Lord, I've got a calling in my life. Lord, I've got an anointing in my life. Lord, I've had a prayer life with you. Thank God. If you've been to a place with God where you've walked with Him, thank God, that's where He wants you at.
Amen.
We go through valleys and trials, sure. Thank God. If you get caught out in a valley, that don't mean you ain't going to make it. Thank God if you're just going through a trial. But thank God the enemy would love to get you in a rut.
Amen.
Thank God to cause you to just feel like that you're somewhere in between. You ever feel like, Lord, I'm somewhere in between of getting where I know I need to be and where I want to be.
Amen.
But thank God somewhere on the verge of feeling like I'm going to lose everything. Don't make it. Thank God. There'll be many that say, you know, that had good intentions.
Amen.
I believe there's people that's got good intentions of praying someday. Hallelujah. I feel an importance on this. I feel like they've got people that's got callings in their life that really has a good intention of getting back to the place they need to be. Hallelujah. Thank God. But you know what? Thank God. Tonight you may have a good intention, but today is the day of salvation. The Bible says, the Bible said you were saved by grace, but we also receive the gifts and the callings of God by grace. It's a free gift from God. And when He puts that in your life, He wants you to work that out. He wants you to give that away. You're called to prophesy. He wants you to give freely that gift of prophecy to whoever it's for. You're called to sing. He wants you to give freely them songs that He lays on your heart. She'd just say, it's just too hard for me. She'd say, it's just too hard. I remember for a long time, Mom sat down and she said, I can't do it. She sat down on her seat and she wouldn't do anything. She got so miserable she couldn't stand herself. And this is going somewhere. I'm not even positive where I am. She got so miserable she couldn't hardly stand herself. She couldn't hardly stand to be around anybody. And she got to the point that she was in a lukewarm condition, I believe. And she come to a place where she had to do one of two things. She either had to just give it up and forgive it because she's so miserable, or she had to get willing to get on fire for God. And I remember when she come out of there and that holler got on her. You talk about But the Bible tells about the rich man doing it, but it also tells about another man that he had plenty of goods and fruit and different things. And said, he said in his soul, I will tear down my barns and I'm going to build greater. And I'm going to say to my soul, eat and drink, be merry, take you fill. In other words, thank God, thank God. But the Bible said that that man had it and said, this night thy soul is required of thee. Glory, glory, glory. Thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Thank God. It knows that you're praying, but it don't want to move up. A lukewarm condition. Thank God. It don't want to be cold, but it don't want to be hot. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's easy to blend, ain't it? It's easy just to blend in with what's going on. Hallelujah. You ever felt like, I felt like I was doing that before. I felt like I was just blending. Thank God. I felt like, you know, if they had a shouting service, I could kind of blend in it. Thank God the preacher preached, I could kind of amen him a little bit, and I could blend. But you know what? Somewhere deep down in my heart, I knew there was something deeper for me. I knew there was something I needed to have a walk with God for myself. I needed to talk to Him for myself and have a prayer life for myself and know the Word of God for myself. Hallelujah. There's something in the back of your mind and something deep down in your heart that'll cause you to want to move up just a little bit. Thank God. Get a little bit closer. How would it be with you? Thank God if you stood before the prophets of Baal. Thank God if you had to stand all alone today and you had to go on what you've got right now.
Yes.
If you had to stand and I couldn't be there to fight your battle for you.
Amen.
I couldn't be there to preach for you. Yes. Dorothy couldn't be there to sing for us. How would it be if you come up and he come up against all kinds of prophets of Baal?
Yes.
And you had either what you had to work for you. Thank God, or you was done for. How would you feel tonight? Thank God. Thank God. That's something to think about, ain't it? Thank God. To know, Lord, what I prayed out for myself and what I know about you for myself. I remember the Lord speaking to C.S. a while back ago. It's been a little while, and He said, there'll come a day if you'll seek me. And she testifies about it sometimes. Said that you'll be able to stand up and say, I know the Lord for myself.
Yeah.
And I thought, how many times I hear stand up and say that. Do you know the Lord for yourself?
Man.
Thank God. Do you hear His voice for yourself? Thank God. You may not hear Him, you know, constantly speaking to you and talking to you all the time. But it means something to have this in your heart when you pray.
Yeah.
To know that the Lord is dealing with your heart and causing you to want to move up in your own life. It'll cause you to really not want to talk to the Lord about it. It'll cause you really not to bring your petitions before God too much.
Amen.
Because you know you're not where you need to be.
Amen.
Thank God, thank God. If you can hear tonight the sound of a trumpet begin to go out and blow, and you knew in your for me and you. Thank God.
Yes,
to know the Lord with all our heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Said to confess our faults. It's open today. But there's coming a day when that old mercy door is going to shut. And the Bible said, ever so how a tree falls, there so shall it be, or lay, whichever one it says. Thank God. However you go down, that's how we'll have to get back up.
Right.
I want to be ready to go. I want to be ready to go home with you. Thank God. I know this, you know, ain't been a big, you know, run and shout message, or maybe, but I feel a deep concern. Seems like I've felt it ever since I've been here. That it means something to know where your soul's going. It means something to know where you stand. You know, so many things could happen within tomorrow. I believe that in just a moment of time, all it would take is just a few things. And you may see signs over Israel, and you may see all kinds of things begin to happen. Thank God, and see the Son of Man begin to come. Thank God, and have to go home. Thank God, it'll mean something to be ready, won't it? Thank God, the Lord loves us tonight. He loves us. He wants to see us do good and move up. I believe he's got so many blessings for us and so many good things for us. If we'll just be willing to talk to Him for ourselves and read our Bibles and move up to what the Lord's got for us, I believe that the Lord's got good things for us. And I don't believe the Lord wants nobody to be lost.
Right.
He don't want nobody to be lost. He wants everybody to come to repentance and come to salvation and know Him and make it in. Thank God the Lord loves us tonight. Let's just stay on fire and keep the lost people on our heart. I believe the Lord is dealing with people. I believe He's striving with man. Thank God. He wants to see people pray. Thank God. Let's just keep it up. Keep up the good work. And when the enemy tells you you can't go no farther, just don't go backwards. I liked what Luther said the other night. I forget exactly how he said it. Something like he said, if you go fall back 3 steps, step up 4, I believe is what he said. If you feel like the enemy knocks you down, don't go in that cold or lukewarm state. Just get back up and press on and ask the Lord to forgive you for whatever trouble you've had or whatever's knocked you down. Get back up and start climbing again. See if you can't get back up to where you need to be. The Lord loves us, wants us to get closer to Him, wants us to abide in Him, and He's coming quickly. And His reward's with Him. It said, we'll be judged for whatever deeds we've done in the body. So whatever inside of us we've done, whatever deeds we've done, we're going to be judged for that. Thank God. If we've loved everybody, we've loved the Lord, I believe that He'll come back and He'll take us home with us, with Him. Thank God. But if we've had any hatred or envy or strife or been a talebearer or gossiped, I'm afraid the Lord won't be able to accept that in the city, because there won't be no gossiping, there won't be no talebearing or nothing like that there. Thank God, but it's all going to be love and joy and happiness forevermore. Just a short message. Maybe Brother Lister might want to say something here.
Just about a little bit.
Yeah,
the Lord's been good to me. Pray not to try to please Him. I'll be testifying on the same lines that Brother Joel was. I want to talk about the 25th chapter of Matthew. Most of you knows what it's talking about. You know, we're all going to be judged in this life. And like Brother Joel says, how's your judgment going to be? How will you be judged if the Lord comes out of you tonight? You know, the Lord wants us to live clean, be holy.
Amen.
You know, these virgins here, they was clean.
Right.
They was.
Yes.
But they slumbered around. The Bible says they slumbered and slept.
Come on,
and whenever they slumbered and slept, what happened to them? They got turned away.
Yes, that's they right. did.
I probably won't read. Most of you knows what it's about.
God bless you.
Y'all can read it. But I just wanted to testify a little bit about the virgins and how clean they were and how that we're going to have to be to make an end.
Amen.
You know, the Lord has been good to everybody.
Yes.
Brother Joel said we love everybody, and we do. Over in the 15th chapter of St. John, it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. How good did the Lord love you? He loved you good enough to die for you. went and hung on the cross for you. So tonight, we need to be in a great hurry, like Brother Joel said. You know, sometimes we pray, but do we really get in the Spirit? Do you really pray till you get in the Spirit? You know, the Lord wants us to talk to Him every now and then. He'd like to talk to us every now and then.
Yes.
But because we get down, we'll say a little short prayer, and then we'll get up.
Amen.
And then the Lord don't have His way. I know a lot of us work. But you know, at night, whenever you go home, or maybe on your job, you can meditate on the Lord. There's nothing wrong with that. But them foolish virgins that took no oil in their lamp.
Yes.
Whenever they come up before Jesus, they was cast aside. In other words, they was went to hell. And you know, where you believe it or where you don't believe it, torment is going to be a bad place. There'll be no getting out. If you go there, you're there forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
And if you go to heaven, you're going to be there forever and ever and ever. And you know it's your choice where you want to go.
Yes,
it's your choice. You're the one who makes that choice.
You're the one
who makes it. Brother Joel and everybody else can preach to you. But unless you take heed to what they say,
amen,
it ain't doing no good. You know, the Lord don't want us to be in a lukewarm stage. You know, whenever you're in a lukewarm stage, you're in a stage that maybe you get to see.
That's right. Amen.
You could maybe take on another spirit, or maybe you could go out in the world and never come back.
That's the truth.
You know, while the Lord's got us in mind,
let's
press just a little bit. Let's try just a little bit. The Lord wants us to try to. The Lord don't want us to stay in a lukewarm condition.
That's right.
Brother Joel told us that He would spew us out of His mouth.
That's right.
And He will.
That's right.
You know, the Lord called me a long time ago, and I've been in this a long time, about 20-some years now. But do you know that if I get in a lukewarm condition, that I'm going to be just as lost as a sinner?
Amen.
All of us will. But I'm telling you this much. If you'll make one step for Jesus, He'll take two.
Amen.
Yeah, I know you've seen that. I don't see one here, but you've seen the sign about the footprints in the sand.
Yes.
How many times has Jesus carried you whenever you're in the
slums?
How many times has He carried you whenever He's in that in the valley, Brother Adam?
Yeah.
See, the Lord's been good to every one of us.
Amen.
I wonder how many times that Jesus went to the Father and said, Father, don't cut them off right now. Just give me a few days to dig about them.
Yeah.
Give me a few days to... I can dig. Try to get them, encourage them just a little bit. You know, that's the way that Jesus is. That's how merciful He is.
Yes. Amen.
He don't want nobody to be lost.
No, He doesn't.
You know, heaven is, the Bible says that heaven is 1,500 miles square.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how big hell is going to be like.
Yeah.
You ever think about it?
Yeah.
The Bible says, and the Bible says it's bounding itself. The boundaries are getting bigger every day. More people getting slow. More people are letting down.
Amen.
People think they don't have to live. It's like the one time did.
Amen.
But I'll tell you this much. If you don't live it like you one time did, if you know to do good, the Bible says a man that knows to do good, and if he does it not, it's sin. Do you know to do good?
Oh, God.
You know to do it and you don't do it. That's fine.
Yes,
won't get around it. You know, it's easy for us to sit down and get on the seat of do nothing. You know, like I told Brother Joe, I didn't want to sing tonight or didn't feel like singing. You know, it's easy to do that.
Yeah.
This got on my heart today, the 25th chapter of St. Matthew, while I was working up in Hartsburg. I know that I was going to try to be here tonight. You know, we need to, whatever the Lord writes on our heart. And let me say this, everything that comes on your heart ain't the Lord.
Amen.
But if you know it for surety, it's the Lord. You need to believe it.
Amen.
You know, your church will grow by prophecies and people being willing. You know, people would rather hear prophecy as hear the preacher preach.
Yes.
I hate to say that, but it's a God's honest truth. But this right here is what you're going to be judged
Amen.
By.
Amen. Amen.
Right here.
That's right.
And be good to the Word of God. Prophecy is good. It's a testimony of Jesus. It's for the helping of your soul. It's to help you along. But if we don't take heed, how many times has the Lord told you over and over and over to do something else?
Yes.
How many times? See? The second chapter, I believe it is, of Hebrews. It says, we're to take more of his teeth than the things which we have heard. Least at any time we should let him sleep. Which was first spoken by angels instead of us. So see, whenever a prophet gets in, it's just a testimony of Jesus. So that's why that it's very important that we be willing. If you're a prophet, you need to dig about prophets.
Amen. Amen.
You need to dig about it. You need to let it move on you to help the children.
Amen.
If you're a preacher, you need to let it move on you to help the children.
Amen.
You know, we all are workers together. And I often say in this, there's no big eyes and no little ears.
No, there
isn't. Amen. You know, the Bible talks about Jesus went out in your heart. Lord, one at the third hour, one at the 9 hour, one at 9, 12, 3, and 6, I believe it is. See anyway, in your head go. But do you know the man that he hard at the first hour got paid the same amount as the man last hour? See, it don't matter how big we think we are or what we can do in this life.
That's right.
It's what Jesus thinks about
us.
It's how that Jesus what he thinks is the way that we want to be.
Amen.
But you'll be judged by this right here.
Yes.
And you're making your judgment down here.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. And you ask yourself this. I ain't your judge. And I don't try to judge anybody. But can you tell people, say, come on and follow me? Can you honestly say that? Can you come on and say, follow me and do as I do?
Yes, it does. It means
that's the way that we need to live, ain't it, Sister Gloria? We need to live that way, children.
Yes.
The Lord will come back out of all if we're not careful and catch us with their work undone. And then we want to be in a pitiful shape. I've burnt myself a welding earth on a cutting torch, and let me tell you, it hurts for a while.
Yes,
that arm right there, I had that hand burnt from there to there. And it hung in big old bubbles, water bubbles, one time. And it hurt too, let me tell you, it did.
Yeah.
But see, I got over that.
Right.
But see, if I go to a torment,
I'll never
get over it.
Right.
The devil tells people, says, well, you'll go learn you like you are now if you'll just burn up and die.
Yeah.
No. You're going out forever. Don't be like the five foolish. Don't get caught in a lukewarm position. The Lord will come and catch you if you're not careful. And your work undone.
Yes.
And we're in trouble.
Amen.
We need to be, and I'm saying we. I can say I need to be in a greater hurry. I do.
Yeah, I do too, brother.
The Lord wants us to do more than what we're doing. The Lord wants me and you to be saved. Whatever you do, don't let the Lord come and get you in a lukewarm position.
Yes.
Or you'll be lost.
Yes.
That's the way around.
Amen.
God bless
you. God, have your way.
That's wonderful.
eat that. I want to be working with you. And then as they talk about it, we go preach. We got the same spirit.
Yeah.
I don't need to say anything.
No. Thank you. Sounding good. I thought, for those of you that know what your work is to do, I'll ask a question. Are you doing it?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know what the Lord wants of you, that gives you something to pray about.
Amen.
What the Lord wants for you and what He's got for you to do.
Amen.
But we'll open this altar up, and if you ain't saved or know you're saved, then it's a good night to find out for sure if you're saved too. We'll open this altar up, let you come and pray and cry out to the Lord, and be a good night to get a little bit closer to Him, wouldn't it?
Amen.
Come on, come pray. Get some of His souls.
Thank you.